Hello, everybody. This is Abraham Estrada, and I guess this is my last recording for my podcast. Of course, in this podcast, we're going to talk about the NFL offseason. We have a ton to cover, so I'm just going to go ahead and drop right into it. Let's start off with the draft. Starting with the draft, I think this year's draft was honestly a really cool one, a very unique one. We are seeing more and more, like, what I like to consider, like, type superhuman type players with these 300-pound offensive linemen out here running 4.6s, 4.8s, you know. Honestly, I think that's amazing. I think this is a really good draft class, especially for wide receivers. I think it's going to be really good. You know, you have people like DK Metcalf, who's, like, 1.9% body fat, something crazy like that, and he's just an absolute monster. I think he's gonna eat it up when he gets to the NFL. Of course, in the offseason, we got to talk about Brady and his cheating behind, but whatever, you know. Honestly, I'm personally, I think that the Patriots organization, I think that's it. I think they got six. I think Tom Brady's getting too old, and I honestly think it's I think it's going downhill, you know, all the things about, you know, my boy Robert Kraft. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyways, getting more into the offseason, trades, man. We got to talk about the trades. What do you mean? Okay, starting off somewhat in the East, man, New York. We're going to talk about Landon Collins. Landon Collins recently signed with the Redskins. Honestly, they offered him a gigantic contract, which I don't think is the right move, because Landon Collins actually hasn't had an elite season since 2016, and he's slowly been decreasing. I guess you consider Ohio the East. Cleveland Browns. Come on, man. Cleveland Browns, and I hate to say it because I am a Pittsburgh Steelers fan and we are in the AFC North. The Cleveland Browns are going to be absolute monsters. They now picked up Odell Beckham Jr. for, I mean, what I consider the type of trade, it being for, like, some pocket change. Traded, I think, a first, a third, Jabril Peppers, and offensive lineman. I mean, I guess that's a decent trade, but for what are they going to get out of it, I don't really know. Anyways, another big trade. Of course, we have to talk about Antonio Brown going to the Raiders. I'm kind of sad to see him go, me being a Pittsburgh fan myself, but, to be honest with you, I mean, I think he's pretty much done. I mean, he's an amazing receiver. I think he'll have one more, maybe two more 1,000-yard receiving, seasons, because, I mean, who else is Derek Carr gonna throw to, right? But after that, I mean, yeah, my boy is deceased. Let's see, in more recent news, we have Clay Matthews. Clay Matthews going to the Rams. I think that's a pretty good pickup. They signed him on a nice little contract, a 2-year, I think $24 million, maybe something like that. And man, on top of that, speaking about linebackers, man, we had a ton of linebackers moving around. You know, you had Terrell Suggs. You have what's his name, Za'Darius Smith, C.J. Mosley, Thomas Davis, Anthony Barr, who is this? Jordan Hicks. We had a ton of linebackers in free agency. Also D Ford and Justin Houston. So I don't know why, but the Baltimore Ravens, they had a solid season, you know, with their running back as a quarterback. We all know who we're talking about, Lamar Jackson. Trash, in my personal opinion. They completely dismantled their defense. They really just let a ton of people go, which, I mean, I get it. You need some cap space, but, I mean, is it really going to be worth it in the end? They let go of, like, four stars. But I guess on the bounce back, they did pick up Mark Ingram for the offensive side and Earl Thomas. Even though Earl Thomas is kind of getting old and he has some issues with injuries, I still think that he could be productive if he's able to stay healthy. Jordy Nelson over in Oakland, apparently they just released him, and he hasn't been picked up by anybody yet. I don't know how that's going to go down. I think that was honestly kind of smart for them to release him. They got him on a 1-year deal, but he's not really producing. Left outside linebacker Justin Houston from the Kansas City Chiefs. They released him. I didn't really understand the trade, but I guess one of my friends had explained it to me, who is a Kansas City Chiefs fan, that they're changing up their defense because, honestly, their defense was a very weak point. I think that's what really costed them, I guess, their championship run, because to be frank with you, their defense is pretty bad. Moving over to a more interesting trade that I don't really understand the purpose of this. Green Bay Packers are going to trade away Randall Cobb. I don't even know what they got from him, but honestly, I don't think that's a I don't think that's a smart decision. Honestly, they don't have a lot of high-powered players on their offense. I mean, besides, you know, the Hail Mary God, you know, Aaron Rodgers. They traded him over to Dallas. And speaking of Dallas, as much as I hate to say it, I think that they'll do decent next year. They now have three or four monster wide receivers. Or not monster wide receivers. They have three or four pretty good wide receivers. Speaking on the wide receiver market, let me go ahead and bounce back to, you know, the Berg, Pittsburgh. You know what it is. You know, we out here. Honestly, Pittsburgh Steelers have just picked up Dante Moncrief. I think that was a really good trade. We didn't trade him for very much. We got him on a 2-year deal. He's actually still fairly young. He's 25 years old, and I think he's going to do a lot of damage. Playing for Pittsburgh with a consistent and good quarterback, you know, being Ben Roethlisberger, which I think still has a couple years left in him. Nick Foles to the Jags. The Jags obviously need a lot of help on offense. Their defense is pretty solid, but I mean, who is Nick Foles really going to throw to? That's my biggest question. In terms of the teams and what it's starting to look like this year, oh, by the way, Le'Veon Bell went to the Jets. He got offered a $70 million contract, was greedy, wanted more, sat around for a year, collected some dust, and then I guess he, you know, seeking better opportunity, he ended up signing a 4-year for $50 million. So, I mean, like, I guess if that's his preference. Speaking of wide receivers again, I'm sorry. I keep going back and forth. But DeSean Jackson back to the Eagles, I think that's going to be a pretty cool thing. I think him and Carson Wentz can be a really good threat. Okay, now looking at all the trades falling through and starting to kind of see, you know, the shape that the season's going to be taking. I had made my predictions in the previous video, but honestly, in terms of the AFC, I think it's somewhat the same. I still think that the Browns are going to go pretty far, honestly. I think that they're okay. I think they're going to make it to the playoffs for sure. I think that's been decided. Are they going to go deep? I think they'll make it to the AFC Championship. I don't exactly know. I honestly don't know who else in the AFC is really going to take them. I don't really want to say the Patriots. Like I said, I think the Patriots are done. But, I mean, you know, it's Tom Brady and Belichick, and they like to cheat and whatnot. So, I think they might get back up there. In terms of the NFC, I honestly think the Dallas fans are going to go crazy because they're going to actually make it past the wild card round. I think Dallas will probably go wild card and maybe step out. Chicago. I think that Chicago is going to do really good this year. I think they might even take it to the Bowl. I don't know. Honestly, Cody Parkey, I mean, you know, pressure gets to the kickers and whatnot, but they actually ended up releasing him too, which is another one of the free agent things. I think they'll do okay. Packers are out. The Rams, I feel like the Rams are going to be kind of a repeat of the Atlanta Falcons in the sense that, you know, in the previous years, they're kind of building up. It's like, oh yeah, you know, like they're pretty solid. And then the next year, they're like, you know, this is their year. Make it all the way to the Super Bowl, fall short of Tom Brady. And I think they're kind of just going to go downhill from here. I don't think they're really going to go that far. another prospect for the AFC, though, is I think the Chiefs. They actually did go ahead and pick up Tyrann Mathieu on a 1 or 2 year deal, which was a really good pickup. I think they're going to be really solid, like really solid. I think my official prediction will probably be the Browns and the Chiefs to take it to the AFC Championship, honestly. Man, the NFC. I don't even know what to tell you about the NFC. But I guess all in all, there's been a ton of crazy trades this season. Oh, actually, in the NFC, I'm seeing the Saints taking it. I don't even think anyone in the NFC is really going to compete with them like that. Since the Rams are out of the way, I think that if the Saints keep Drew Brees, keep him healthy, and add on to their offense. By the way, they just picked up Jared Cook, which I think was a good pickup. They picked him up as a free agent. He was pretty cheap. So typically when guys have a chip on their shoulder, they're going to keep, you know, they're going to grind it out. So I'm going to say Saints, and then whoever wins between the Browns and the Chiefs. Honestly, I feel like a lot of people might be hyping up the Browns too much because ultimately it comes down to the coaching. So we'll see how that goes. But anyways, so I guess those are my official predictions. All in all, it's been a really cool, fun, adventurous type of off season, and can't wait to see how the season plays out.